Welcome to this episode 3 of this 4-part series, Extend Your Data Center to Microsoft Azure. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a Microsoft technology evangelist. And online with me is Janelle. And in this episode, we are going to focus how we can deploy application as a service. Janelle, are you online?
I am. Good morning, Yang.
Hi. You know, in last two episodes, you showed us how we can deploy Active Directory, how we can set up even server core, set up user group, user object, and then set up multi-factor authentication. That was an amazing episode. And so once we have this facility in place, the next thing is we're going to deploy applications. So in this episode, I'm going to show you a little script I have. I'm going to show you the user experience of this whole little script I wrote that you can actually deploy the entire application as a service. As a service, I means, you know, you hit enter, you answer some simple question, and then at the end, you actually have an application instance. So it's not just about deploying the application infrastructure. It's also, after that, we also want to automatically configure the runtime environment and then deploy the application. So at the end, what we get is the application instance. And so I think that's pretty exciting.
That sounds pretty exciting, because in the earlier episodes, I was really showing you how you can use PowerShell to do some of the things that you're really familiar with doing, but it sounds like you're really taking the automation to the kind of other end of the spectrum here and, you know, taking the power, really putting the power in PowerShell to, you know, deploy things quickly and easily.
Well, first of all, I love that power in PowerShell. I feel so much powerful. I think, you know, the cloud really give us a lot of capabilities. So not just deploying virtual machine, because quite frankly, our customer, what they want is business function. What they want is that application, right? And so to really facilitate the whole process, so we want to deploy the application infrastructure, which is a set of VM, right? Together, they would deliver an application architecture. And then we're going to configure all this particular runtime they need. Maybe they need a SQL in the back end. Maybe they need an IIS front end. We're going to configure that and connect them. And then we're also going to deploy even sample data and also sample application. So in this little episode, I'm going to show you this user experience of how we actually deploy, and we go through that process. And in the next episode, I will show you the actual PowerShell script, how I actually code them, and then so you can kind of get a feeling in terms of this whole automation using Microsoft Azure infrastructure as a service. We can literally deploy an application instance, right, as a service, in other words, on our demand. So you ready to see it?
I'm ready to see it.
All right, let's do it.
To acquire the script, you first open an IE session. And you can go to aka.ms/TIY, that stands for try it yourself. Then you get to this page, and let's go ahead and download lab4 script. This will bring you to a GitHub page that I have published. And you can click raw to bring out a text file, and then just control A to all, and control C to copy. And then you can open and PowerShell ISE session as administrator, and then you can go ahead and paste it in. If you don't see the script panel, do Control R. Once you paste it in, you can go ahead and collapse all the regions, and you don't need to do anything, you don't need to make any changes. You can just go ahead and run the script by pressing PF5. So once you do PF5 to run it, first you will see the disclaimer, and then we will have to authenticate in order to continue after you specify the 3-character prefix. Here I'm authenticating as a Microsoft Azure account, and once I am authenticated in, it will pick up the subscription I have. In this case, it's a BizSpark subscription, and then it will show me which region that I want to deploy. It will give me a list, so I pick 5 here, which is Central US. So I will deploy to Central US region, and at this time it is trying to create a storage account. That take about 30 seconds, and it will continue, and that error message we see is expected. later we will further discuss. And this whole thing take about half hour. And so after we finish deployment, the program actually kind of waiting for you. So let's go ahead and see what has happened. So we pick up the subscription and we pick up the region we deploy to central US. And after that, it create the storage accounts. So it create the storage accounts. Subsequently, it getting ready to deploy. And that error message is because where we try to create a service, the service is not there yet. So we get this error message, then we create a service. And then we start deploying, and it give us some estimation time. Here it shows us what custom extension that we're using, the parameter set. After that, it deployed the data tier. So it deployed the web tier first and the data tier. And when we finish deployment, although the machine is running, but we're still waiting for the custom extension to finish. Here you see it took quite a few minutes. After it finished, it brings up the IE session. The program also validates some SQL configuration for us. And so here, let's go ahead and open the IE session. It opens two IE sessions. One is a test page that we generated. It's called itcamp.aspx. This is show you a logo. It's to show, also show you which server that this page is coming from. The second page is the application. This is a data management application. And you can go ahead and authenticate in using 12345 as a password. Once you log in, and you can scroll down a little bit, you see there's different click button for you to see different types of data, and also on the top menu bar, you get that. We click the product listing, and this is actually a functioning website. We can go ahead and filter it out for a particular item if we want to. Here, let's go ahead and filter out gloves, and when the data coming back, you see it all filtered out based upon our criteria. If we look at the custom data, and here we can, let's say, go ahead and find all the customers from, let's say, Seattle, right? And we filter it out, the data retrieved back, and it's all Seattle, the customers in Seattle. If we look at the employee data, here we have male and female. Let's go ahead and filter out, let's say, female, and hit enter. It coming back with all female employees. So this is a functional application. And if we go ahead and see what's happening in management portal, I mean, we don't have to go to management portal. The whole point is you can deploy the whole thing without seeing the management portal. But if we go there, let's see what happened there. So let's go ahead and authenticate in. Here I'm typing my account and then the password to authenticate into the management portal. Once we're authenticated in, that we're expecting to see this particular service that's been deployed. So let's look at the services. Click the navigation panel, and then we see the service ABC2036, which if we go back to the PowerShell session, that is the service that we have deployed. And if we go back to see how many instances that we have in the service, that there's actually two instances and two virtual machines. One is web front end, and we look at the web front end, you look at the dashboard, you scroll all the way down, you will see the custom extension is successfully implemented. Look at the configuration, and we have created an availability set. We also open two endpoints, one HTTP, HTTPS, and so this is based upon the configuration that we want. We define it in a script. And if you look at the SQL Server, the other virtual machine, scroll down, you see a data disk that we have attached to. And also the customer extension is successfully implemented. So this service deployed well. And if you look at the storage account, we have the same name, with the storage account, and within the storage account there's a VHD folder that's been created. And if you look at what are those disks, specifically we see three disks, right? Two for the SQL server, that's one, that's another one, and one for the web front end. So the SQL server have an OS disk, have a data disk. So that's the storage account we have deployed. So after we check that, and let's say, you know, the program asking us if we want to delete that. If you want to delete the whole deployment, we answer yes, we hit enter, it goes out and delete the service and all the deployment that associated with that service. So all the virtual machines have been deleted. And then next it will try to delete, well, first the local session folder, which is IT camp on the desktop. And if you look at that, there's actually one certificate file, two RDP file. The certificate file is when we do the validation, we do a PS remote, we have to download the certificate. And the RDP file is we downloaded when we deploy the virtual machine. And now we delete the local folders, and then the next we're going to delete the storage account. Okay, the service deleted, and then we're going to delete the storage account. Now, when it's doing the synchronization, it will lock the disk. So when it delete the service, delete the deployment, it will lock certain entries, right? And so we're waiting for the system to synchronize. And here we're waiting about a minute or 2 minutes, and then we finish deleting the storage account. If we refresh the management portal, and we see the storage is been deleted. Okay, so the cleanup routine cleans up all the deployment that we have deployed, including the virtual machine and the disks, and we delete the service and we delete the storage account.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that experience, because that's basically, I have the PowerShell script, and when you answer a few questions, kind of what your subscription and if you want to deploy to a network or not, and then it will continue to configure the virtual machine based upon your specification, and also deploy the application architecture, which in our case, we have a web tier, we have a data tier, and at the end, we bring up the application for you to test it out. So Janelle, what do you think?
I actually thought that was great. There was a couple things that I really liked that you put in there. I liked that you gave us the option to select subscription, because there's so many different ways to kind of access Azure right now, free trials, MSDN subscriptions, you know, corporate subscriptions. And depending on your infrastructure, you might be using different subscriptions for different things. So being able to, you know, decide which subscription you're using and make sure that you're deploying to the right subscription is important. So that's a great little feature to have added into that script there.
Well, you actually deserve all the credit, because remember, I had the script came up and you immediately, like in 30 seconds, break the script because you use a different subscription, which I didn't test out that scenario. So thank you for all that. That was a great test scenario that you provided me.
Well, hey, I aim to please, you know, or aim to break things. I don't know which one. But the other thing that was really great watching that script is it was really so quick to deploy, you know, two machines plus all of the applications and the installs. And I just kind of remember those on-prem days that when it came to installing servers, it was, you know, racking and stacking and then installing the operating system and then configuring things. And you were doing this, a lot of this manually or with images that weren't necessarily up to date and stuff like that. So being able to spin this stuff up in Azure and have, you know, the most recent version of an image of a server and being able to pick the size of, you know, compute and how much storage and things I want behind that is great.
Yeah, you know what, Janelle, I'm glad you bring that up, because how fast it is a relative thing, right? So you compare to those days that we deploy on-premise, yes, this takes about 30 minutes for this particular two virtual machine, one IIS front end, one SQL back end, and also all the configuration and test data that we put in. It takes about 30 minutes. And for some user, they probably think, oh, this is too long. But you know what? If you put it in perspective, that think about when you deploy on-premise, not just the virtual machine, but look at the network, right? If you need to configure the name resolution, the architecture, right? Which one goes, which where, and you know, all that, if you think about that, that's a lot of time and effort to make it happen. But here with Microsoft Azure, using this PowerShell, using cloud computing, you can make it happen in a relatively short period of time. For this particular deployment, it's 30 minutes. But if you just kind of, if you are experienced system administrator, that you know how Active Directory works, how the security works, and you know a little bit about kind of Microsoft Azure infrastructure, this basic thing, like what you show us in the first episode, you know, all the network, right, the storage, the cloud services and things like that, you can really create something in a relatively short period of time. So I hope that that really give our audience and some inspiration that they would go out and try their scenarios and make this happen, because the application can be deployed as a service. So thank you, Janelle, for your insight. And in the next episode, what we're going to do is we're going to walk through the PowerShell script that actually deploy this application. So you will have a chance to see how I organize those code and sort of give you a little template if you want to kind of take it to a different level. There's many different places that you can optimize it. So we're going to walk through that PowerShell script. And Janelle, I want you to continue to stay with us. Give us some feedback on that when you come up on the next episode.
I totally will, because it sounds like you're going to be showing us what's behind the curtain, so I can't wait.
Thank you. And for all the rest out there, hope you're coming back for the fourth episode, which is the last episode of this four-part series, Extend Your Data Center to Microsoft Azure.